Today I'm going to talk very briefly about amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS for short. So what causes ALS? Right now there is no known environmental factors that cause ALS, but there are some medical conditions such as spinal muscular atrophy, polio, West Nile virus, and other genetic causes that could contribute to ALS. Some of the symptoms with ALS is a loss of motor neuron function that results in stiff muscles or muscle spasms, weakness, and difficulty speaking and swallowing. At a molecular level, the protein superoxide dismutase, or SOD1, is an enzyme that catalyzes the dismutation of the superoxide radical O2- negative into the less toxic form oxygen or hydrogen peroxide. In ALS, SOD1 is mutated and cannot function properly, leading to aggregates of the protein, which lead to dysfunctional motor units and abundance of O2 negative, which can lead to cell death. A test to diagnose ALS is to insert a recording needle electrode into the muscle and have the patient flex their finger, hand, etc. An injury to axons will result in a larger motor unit potential, whereas injury to muscle will yield smaller motor unit potential. The only treatment available for ALS is a drug called riluzole. This is an anti-glutaminergic drug that only slows the progression of ALS and does not reverse any damage already done. Riluzole may increase the life expectancy from a few months to maybe a couple of years.